Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 28th of March in the year 2026. That's what they tell us. That's all we got to go off, but it is what it is. It's going to be a long video. I got a lot of things to cover in one video because a lot of things are going on, and I've been keeping notes while I've been rolling. But here's one thing real quick. Confusion in Christianity and confusion in the cosmos are somehow backed up again on Amazon. Amazon does not like this book. Every time I mention it, it goes from being available to being unavailable. So here's the deal. It's available at BookBaby and it'll get right to your house. The link will be posted below. I am telling you, when they pull this alien agenda thing, you're going to need more than just the King James Version. This book will help keep you grounded because the biblical cosmology of the earth is very important because when you understand that we are in an enclosed system, that there is a firmament above us, Psalms 19, you'll understand that there are no meteors, comets, aliens, interstellar attacks. And that's a funny thing because it seems like in the last couple of months, the government has switched up, and they're now also saying that these are interdimensional beings, that they've always been here, the great old ones, etc. But with that, let's get into the world we live in right now and where it's going. So let's get started, shall we? I had to see a dentist. So the first thing I want to show you is kind of comical, but it's really sad at the same time. This is a comedian, and he's making a mockery of something that needs to be made a mockery of because it's a mockery of all of us, basically. So, Erica Kirk.
Get on your feet, four.
Raging in Iran.
We're praying for all the soldiers and troops.
That's great that you're praying, but
how about all the kids that died when the USA hit the towers?
It broke my heart. That is the oh.
In what ways have you grown closer to Jesus?
I serve a righteous God. And that is why we say our prayers. We are all his children. But when I say children, I mean like the holy, blessed Trinity, which is why I hold the Bible. Sweet cream foam chai ice matcha. And Bella will have all organic pup cup.
Organic?
Yes, everything organic.
Oh, say does that star sprinkle banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free.
Four. Three. Seven. Oh, Hannah, you good? Four, three, two. Hold your chest lifted. We're gonna lift.
We have to protect all men in America, especially all white men in America. Those are the boys that we care about in this country. America is built on their backs. Yes. Because they are the ones who mattered most.
Now, if you're unaware, the person that was you just watched is this guy right here. His name's Drewski. He's a comedian. He's a streamer, etc. I don't know. But he's a black guy who's also got a white grandfather. So he's half white and half black. And that's how come he can get away with pointing out the obvious without getting in trouble.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is if someone like myself made a video wearing makeup, looking like Erica Kirk, and simply reproducing things that she does in real life, things that are incredibly suspicious. You know, celebrating sparklers, the president, this, that, the other thing. And all she's worried about is money. And you never, ever, 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 ever see her children. She's a Mossad operative. It goes back a long way. And the only one that can get away with it successfully, calling her or putting, you know, putting it all in perspective for people how ridiculous and disgusting this whole Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk thing is, was Drewski. So for that, I applaud him. I find that really humorous, and I'm glad he did it, and it's gone mega viral. But on that, I will digress. Let's get into this. So this is a picture of Laura Loomer. As you can see, it's a reptilian Jewish woman standing there with the President of the United States, except that doesn't look like Donald Trump whatsoever at all. But it is, allegedly. And this woman isn't part of the administration, but she's like family. She's like family. So she's taking credit for staff changes at the National Security Council, the NSA, and the Department of Defense, you know, just because of her mouth and her quote-unquote influence. But here's a strange tweet that she put out the other day, and it hasn't been retracted, and I find this, well, I don't know, kind of queer. According to her, soon there will be a massive Islamic terror attack in America, and the perpetrators will likely have financial ties to podcasters and those who are sowing discord for foreign nations in America. I predict there will be many casualties, and only then will it maybe set in that people have been conned into supporting a terrorist psyop to distract you from the threat of Islam while the enemy plotted to destroy your country from within with botted conspiracy theories. It'll likely be 10 times worse than 9/11, and it's going to trace right back to the woke Reich in some way. I just have this sense. Well, what she's telling you is, if you people don't stop noticing, I don't know, things like the art students inside the World Trade Centers that were surrounded by boxes of fuses with the model numbers right on them. The fact that a New Jersey cop arrested a bunch of celebrating Israelis driving a movie van with the picture of the Twin Towers and an airplane coming at them. They were all arrested. It was completely suspicious, but they went away. People noticed that. People noticed that Israel decided to start suddenly taking over the Gaza Strip, doing the biggest genocide we've ever seen in our lifetime by another country. Well, nobody did a single thing whatsoever at all. You paid for it, but hey, stop noticing that. You know what I mean? People tend to notice things like, we had to go to war with Iran in the most ridiculous way possible. You don't win a war by doing what Trump did, and our military damn well knows that. But people noticed that once Israel got America to start bombing Iran, they went quickly to Lebanon because it's the Greater Israel Project. They're intentionally destroying America and Israel. Our government is Israel first, period. Period. It's on the back of your dollar bill, man. You know what I'm saying? So with so many people noticing, Laura Loomer predicts there'll be an Islamic attack 10 times worse than 9/11 by the Islamics because we need to kill them, gosh darn it. And the fun part is the people on the ground, the people shooting the missiles, the people shooting the guns, they don't know the difference. You know what I'm saying? You want to make terrorists? This is exactly how you make insurgents or terrorists. You go to a country that didn't have anything to do with anything, you send your military in, and if somebody has the balls to shoot back because your military just killed their entire wife and family, and you shoot back because you're trying to save your lives or trying to protect your country, you're a terrorist. That's the American formula the entire time I've been alive. And that's all there is I can say about that right now. But be warned, because they're warning you in every way humanly possible. And that dude ain't Trump. I would imagine Trump and Netanyahu are deep underground. They didn't take all your tax dollars to build deep underground military bases to not use them. Do you see what I'm saying? But that's a little too serious. Let's take a look at this. Let's see how the transgender community in America is doing. Because, I mean, I'm already on the cusp of being canceled again. But let's remember one thing. I was the first YouTuber canceled. And I'll wear that crown proudly at any rate.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're hurting me! You're hurting me! Well, that didn't go as planned. Let's back up a bit, huh? This is transgender lawyer Rob Hopkins in Oklahoma. Things in the courtroom are a little testy because Rob's client did not show up for court. So let's watch the tension build to a fever pitch.
I don't think there's any need in going forward today.
We were back to the issue at hand, which was you asked me to not provide testimony on behalf of my client. You asked me what paragraph it was. I pointed you to the exact paragraph.
Stop.
It's her education.
Stop.
Stop because again, you don't want to hear
what the argument is. Stop. You interrupt me one more time. You are being held in direct contempt of court, and
yes,
you can wipe that smirk off.
I don't have
your face.
A smirk on my face.
Oh, yes, you
I
do.
I do not.
I am not going to tolerate this from you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. There was a pause. There was a break. I wasn't done with my argument.
And I was not done with my statement. You interrupted again. Do not throw your...
I did not throw. It fell off the bench. Please stop stating things that are not true, ma'am.
Sir, you've got a room full of witnesses.
I do. I put it down. I did. I put it down and it fell down. I did not fall.
Then settle down.
I'm not upset and I'm not arguing. You're not letting me make an argument. I'm not red in the face, ma'am. I'm not.
Stop. Our court reporter cannot get what we're both saying.
I am trying to make my argument. You interrupted my argument halfway through
this
on
is
an objection.
Button that will get every available deputy in.
Yes, ma'am. I'm aware. It's happened
you're
to me before.
It has.
Yes.
Because you're out of line.
Yeah,
of course.
I guess so.
Okay. If I push that.
Or maybe because I'm a transgender attorney practicing all over the state.
I don't know what you are.
You do, ma'am. It's not that you do.
So we are pausing this until you get the ADA request form filled out and it gets processed.
So we're going to pause a hearing on jurisdiction that's been set twice. I drove an hour and a half to have the hearing. My client's available telephonically. And we are simply not even taking testimony.
Is your client available telephonically?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, then get her on the phone.
Thank you.
Your Honor, to which we would object... This is as clear as the nose on my face that this woman will not appear before this court because she has a warrant for stealing.
Objection! You understand? That's not true. And you're ready.
You will find, sir.
Step at me! It's
step at me!
No shot at me!
I'm not putting it on.
No, we're stopping.
Get out of my face, sir! Get out of my face, sir!
You may step.
Get out of my face!
You should leave this county.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
These people are my friends, and you're being ugly.
And get out of my face.
I'm going to put your hands behind your back.
Why?
Because you're in direct contempt of court.
She shouted at me. No, I'm not being... You did not even say that I was in
contempt. You are in direct
contempt. No, I'm not doing my stuff.
I apologize, but I felt very threatened by this person. Not screaming and yelling in court. I've never even heard that before in this courtroom.
Do not hurt me. Do not hurt me.
Get hands by your back.
Do not. Are you throwing me over the...
Stop resisting.
I'm not resisting.
Okay. Put your hands behind your back. Stop resisting.
You know exactly what's happening.
Why don't you all walk that way?
I can't walk. I'm being thrown down.
Just stop. Settle down. Walk that way.
Settle, settle down. Do not grab me. Do not grab me. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're hurting me! You're hurting me! You're hurting me! I can't breathe!
Put your hands behind your back.
I cannot breathe! I can't breathe!
So this mentally deranged person, this person that doesn't understand that by simply cutting off your penis or installing a penis and putting on some makeup and taking testosterone to grow a beard doesn't make you special. It makes you mentally, you have a mental disorder. And everybody has to play along with your mental disorder and pretend that a woman dressed up as a man is still... a man or whatever. But I'll tell you what, this thing picked the wrong state. because these Oklahoma boys are just loving this. I'll tell you what, the trannies definitely give them a fight, but they get it in the end. And I call it it because that's what it is. It's an abomination, but I digress.
Somebody call Iron Ryan!
I mean, listen to it. It sounds like a demon. It sounds like an absolute demon. It didn't get its way, so it decided to freak out. The judge warned it numerous times. The judge even called it a sir. But I'll tell you what, man. All these theatrics ain't helping. This dude is completely resisting... This thing is completely resisting arrest, and it's getting what we call the treatment. If you act like an asshole, you'll be treated exactly like an asshole. And that's what this thing is. An asshole. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? I've been a man for 58 years. Well, I wasn't a man when I was little. I was a little kid, but you know what I'm saying. Never any doubt, you know, like, geez, I should start seeing if my friends want to engage in sex with me, because why? Demonic possession, man. That's all it is. That's all it is. As above, so below. Baphomet.
Somebody call 911. I don't. Get a female officer now. Get a female officer now. Get a female officer now.
There aren't any.
I can't get up. I can't see. He just threw my glasses. I can't see. Give me my glasses. Put them on my face.
Put them on my face. Put them on my face. Unbelievable. And then this thing that had to say it in court that I'm transgender and I'm a lawyer all over this country. Suddenly, when it's getting its ass whooped because it asked for it, you ask for it, you'll get it. That's the one thing the men with badges will do. You keep fucking around, you will find out. I apologize for swearing. But suddenly, it wants a female officer. But it's a man, sir, with the beard. You saw that, right? It's a frumpy little Jewish-looking guy. But apparently, it ain't over yet.
See? Please give me my glasses. I cannot see. I'm not trying to walk and I cannot see. I need my wallet.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, guys.
I'm trying to walk this balloon.
You got to give it to the prosecutor because he knew exactly how to flip the switch. He simply leaned in and said, "You should probably get out of this county." You can't say you weren't warned, but on that, let's get on to more serious matters because apparently Lockheed Martin, you know, the most secretive UFO factory in the United States has been hacked. And I'm going to explain to you why that's complete and utter bullshit, but I'm also going to explain to you how that's going to be used. This is called the setup. Here comes the pitch, and it looks like a false flag's inbound.
The defense and aerospace giant Lockheed Martin is again in the crosshairs of pro-Iran hacking group, and according to a report by digital platform Cyberdaily, the Handala hacking group has now given senior employees a 48-hour deadline to respond to the alleged data leaks. The report further said that the hackers had claimed to have stolen personal information of 28 senior staff members, including names, passports, addresses, and details of their service bases. The Handala group had claimed that it has also contacted some of the employees directly, revealing personal details to threaten them. Now, the breach was announced on the 26th of March by Handala, with details that were posted on several of its websites, both on the clear and the dark web. And as per the report, the hackers warned employees to cease work with Israel and to leave the country within 48 hours. Threatening that their homes and family members in the United States could be targeted with missiles if they fail to comply. Lockheed Martin said that it is aware of the claims, emphasizing that it maintains robust cybersecurity measures and monitors its networks continuously. The company has denied similar allegations from earlier this week when another pro-Iran hacking group had claimed to have compromised technical data of the F-35 fighter. The Handala group had made headlines last week after the U.S. Department of Justice had seized several of the group's web domains. And experts say that the incident also highlights the increasing threat of state-aligned cyber attacks on major defense firms, with sensitive data and personnel information often targeted to intimidate and to disrupt operations.
So, yeah, they're claiming that Lockheed Martin has been hacked by these dastardly guys in Iran because, you know, we destroyed them. We decimated them right off the bat. A month ago, a couple days, no big deal. It's an excursion. Well, the problem with that is Lockheed Martin uses quantum computers, which are unhackable, period. Period. Maybe they forgot that we knew about this, but yeah, you can't hack a quantum computer. It doesn't work like that. So this entire story is complete and utter bullshit. They're probably going to use it during the staged alien invasion. They're going to use it on a false flag. You got to guarantee it's going to be used against us because this entire thing, remember a year ago I said the New World Order isn't coming anymore. It's here. And it's just a matter of how they do what they need to do. The thing they need to do is to absolutely demoralize and decimate the United States. We're no longer a player. Well, Trump is actively doing that right now. Iran has successfully taken out all of our military bases all the way around Iran, erasing our foothold in the Middle East completely. The people in Israel are getting on ships to get out of Israel because Iran is smiting them. And this is all by design. Everybody involved is playing together. It looks like it's a war, which it is, because innocent people like you and I in Iran are getting killed, while the people that are bringing forth the New World Order don't care. But our turn's coming next. And Lockheed Martin getting hacked, that's part of the formula right there, because our drones are suddenly taking off. The airplanes are taking off. All these trillions of dollars they've taken from you at the point of a gun for our defense are now worthless, useless. Do you see what I'm saying? And all the while, we are now just a big pathetic joke, an absolute joke of a country. And I got to tell everybody that's listening in other countries, myself and many other Americans, we ain't down with this, just like you ain't down with having bombs dropped on you. You know what I'm saying? But at some point, you'll get your just dessert, because America, we're so set up for a false flag right now, it's insane. Why do you think every single year for 16 years I've been looking at economist covers and trying to figure them out? Because every year the economist cover literally tells you what's coming. And the one for 2026 is insane. It's absolutely insane. And the Freemasons put their symbol right in the center of it. I didn't catch this whatsoever at all, but somebody put a mirror to it, and it turns out the Freemason compass and square is right in the center. But here's the funny thing. They want everybody to look at the Freemasons, just like Professor Jang talking about all the secret societies and such. Well, he went to Yale. And he never mentions the one secret society most people don't talk about, and it's Skull and Bones, okay? So don't fall for the diversion of the Freemasons are doing this. The Freemasons ain't doing shit. Skull and Bones and above, the secret societies we don't know about are the ones that are taking us down right now. And you need to be ready for it, all right? You're planning a trip for next year? There ain't going to be no next year. This is 2026. They have got till 2030. America is getting decimated, I am telling you. And if you can't see the forest for the trees, keep on living in a dream world, Neo. Or don't. So I've mentioned that the transgender lawyer was probably demonically possessed, and it sounded just like that. But here's the thing. People don't seem to quite understand this. The powers that be, everything they do is to take your money and take your know-how and to make devices that can open portals and allow demons into our earth, okay? We're Christians. We're with the King James Bible. We're with Jesus. We try to be. These people are on the other side. They don't want to face judgment whatsoever at all. So they want to live forever. So after they wipe us out or completely disable America so that you have to acquiesce, you have to do what they say. They're building a new world order. America's got to go. They got to get out of the way. They've got technology that now surpasses what men and machines can do on their own. So after they get rid of people that are considered rabble-rousers, problem people, you know, you might know who I'm talking about. You dig? Yeah. After they do that, everyone's going to have a social credit score. They're going to have some sort of a digital device locked into them. Or they might actually have it in them right now, especially the people that took the mRNA vaccines and the required boosters. Some of us didn't do that, which puts us squarely on the list. But I'll tell you what, there's demons here. There's demons here. They're coming through portals. Portals are being opened, and portals are being photographed, like this one right here. This is an FAA advisory weather camera, and somebody caught this live. You see that? That's a portal opening right there. And here's something no one else seemed to have noticed, is that this opened up at exactly 322. All the technology, all the D-Wave quantum computers, all the Geordi Roses, all the we're summoning the great old ones, etc. They're not kidding. They're not kidding. They need the technology, they need the time, and they need the money, and they need the scripture. But they also need blood sacrifices, which is why they're constantly in a state of war, killing and killing, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. But let me show you something real quick. This is from one of those crime channels. Whilst I'm driving, I listen to videos, and the astonishing amount of pedophiles that are on body cam videos in the last 4 or 5 years is insane. It's like everybody's a pedophile, and if they're not, they're completely possessed by demons, and they do horrific, horrific murders, and then they admit it. Listen to this. These are little kids.
So what exactly did Drake tell her? That there are certain demons that would take deals that would do things for her in place of a soul or some sort of antenna. All she had to do is take the life and give the soul.
Another deal that he made was he believes in reincarnation, and he told me that he was born in the 1200s, and that when he was born, that like a demon came and found him, because he told me he was poor and all of his family and stuff died of a plague or something. The demon came and told him that if he gives him souls, that he would like make him reincarnate, and each time he died, he would come back.
Earlier, Amanda mentions about deals they made that she would talk about later.
I'll explain what he's talking about later, but he said that they wanted her for a sacrifice.
These they are demons.
He doesn't worship demons, but he says that he talks to them all the time, and that they come into the world and they give you different things, like kind of betray things. Like one thing he has that he told me he has is that each demon has a different section in hell or something like that. It's a torture section, is what he said. And the demon that he traded with was called Almadir or something like that. And he traded a soul for taking his spot in hell. So whenever Sebastian died or whatever, he wouldn't have to go through like judgment or whatever. He would just be taken to hell and given, he wouldn't be punished. He would just be given that place, and then he would torture people for eternity.
Amanda says that these outrageous notions not only influenced Sebastian to take Caitlin's life, but even their actions afterwards.
He said that part of his deals was that they would take the body with them whenever they came to collect the soul. Like, I told them we should move her. She's like, they'll come and take her It's part of the thing.
The detectives sit down with Sebastian for a third time to talk about Amanda's story. And the question about whose version is true gets even murkier. Who was steering this demonic, murderous ship?
She told me that you said you were born in 1200s and you'd been reincarnated several times. And that you'd been killed a couple times. You had the Black Plague. And that you'd made several deals with this demon to keep going.
It's pretty out there.
Well, it's all kind of out there.
Yeah, but this is new information to me.
With both suspects pointing the finger at the other, the detectives begin to believe that Amanda knows more about these satanic influences than she's let on.
You remember also when we asked you about sacrificing Siler, and you said, wouldn't do that because baby souls have no value. Do you remember telling us that? I mean, that doesn't sound like somebody that
has no idea what's going on.
Has no idea. I mean, you clearly know the baby soul in this demonic world that we're talking about have no value. You know?
So, yeah, we've got scientists that are literally, whether they know it or not, bringing demons into our physical reality. These are interdimensional spiritual beings that are not supposed to be intermingling with humans as in the days of Noah, but they are yet again. And just like with the organic doctors that I covered when I first started YouTube, where they were just getting found left, right, and center killed in unusual ways, it's happening to all the top UFO scientists, etc., because they're getting ready to do a staged UFO invasion. And they can't have anybody around that might be spilling the beans whatsoever at all. So these people are disappearing in the most comical and unusual ways that don't make any sense whatsoever at all. The Scooper of Coop YouTube channel, I'll leave a link below, just covered this entire topic rather well. So they're cleaning up. They're making the pathway. All right. They're going to get us into such a state of conflict and massive chaos. It's always order ab cow that they're going to literally release demons onto this earth if they already haven't. But I'm talking demons that you can't control, demons that will tell you anything to get you to our side of reality. And then afterwards, the father of lies, you'll see what's going to happen. Do you see what I mean? This is absolutely and utterly crazy, but this is the world we live in right now. So I guess in conclusion, I'm going to wrap this up because I got to upload this. It's 6 p.m. right now and I'm running on Starlink. And for whatever reason, its performance drops in half when it gets dark out. I guess satellites can't see in the dark, you know, sataloons. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'll leave links below. Be ready because this isn't going to end. It's going to just keep ramping up over and over. More and more weather events, more and more chicken factories exploding, which is fourth dimensional warfare, where they just start blowing things up. You don't see the airplanes flying over, but you still see that you still have the final result. At any rate, Richie from Boston, like, share, and subscribe, or don't. I'm out.